This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Back to Queens we go.
Do you read?
I read all the time.
Okay, name a book. It's okay, there aren't that many books. Okay.
And we are celebrating a legend.
I didn't want a birthday party with balloons and confetti and all cake. I didn't want that. What I wanted was a show.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, April 26th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen might not have been aware of it, having been less than a year old at the time, but the twins nearly had their stint on Full House cut short by co-star John Stamos. The 59-year-old actor appeared Monday on Josh Peck's Good Guys podcast, on which he reflected on filming the ABC sitcom with the famous siblings, whom he said he had fired after they wouldn't stop crying during one of their first scenes together. Have a listen.
Did you try to get the Olsen twins fired?
I didn't try.
You got them
well,
fired.
So here's the pilot, right? We're doing the that scene. I don't know if there was a Joey and I were changing the baby, right? Mm-hmm. And we didn't know. And Danny's gone, and so take care of the kids. Yeah, we got it. You know, and we didn't. And so we're carrying the baby downstairs, mm-hmm. and I think I was holding her in the armpits, and Dave was holding her little feet, like I think. And we take her in the kitchen, and we hosed her down, and you know, fan her. We put a fan on her. We wrapped her up in paper towels and stuck her in. She was great. Both of them. They wanted to be anywhere else but there, and so did I.
They were 11 months old,
and God bless them. And they kept switching this one. This one's not going to cry. This one, Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Like kids shouldn't act.
Yeah.
Well, almost like we should protect them from these things.
Well, they did okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, all our kids did pretty good off that show. But it was, you know, I couldn't deal with it. And I said, this is not going to work, guys. And I screamed at them. I said, get rid of them. I can't work like this. It sounded like such a... But it was obvious, because we had to loop everything. And so they got rid of him.
So how did the Olsen twins make their way back? Well, Stamos says he missed little Mary-Kate and Ashley after a few days and insisted they be brought back. The rest, as they say, is history. You can hear his full interview at EW.com. Henry Cavill's last time playing Geralt of Rivia on The Witcher may end up feeling longer than it is because Netflix has made the move to release season 3 in two parts. As revealed in a new teaser trailer that arrived Tuesday, the first 5 episodes will be released on the streaming platform June 29th. As Volume 1. Volume 2, consisting of the final 3 episodes, will then drop a month later on July 27th. And add this one to Hugh Grant's list of iconic roles. The actor, who palled around with Paddington Bear and grappled with the world of Dungeons and Dragons on the big screen, has been revealed as an Oompa Loompa in Wonka, the upcoming Willy Wonka movie starring Timothée Chalamet as the future chocolatier. Grant's Oompa Loompa, whom director Paul King said was no taller than knee-high in the film, made his debut in footage that was screened at CinemaCon 2023 in Las Vegas yesterday. Video has not been widely released online for the public just yet. The prequel will center on a young Wonka and his adventures before he opened the world's most famous chocolate factory. Wonka arrives in theaters December 15th. You can read up on all of the big reveals at CinemaCon at EW.com, which of course is where you can get more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more.
Number 3.
Folks, a dark mystery awaits in today's number 3 pick. The new Hulu drama series Saint X centers on the story of Allison, a teenage girl on vacation with her parents and her young sister Emily at a Caribbean resort. Their fun vacation turns purely frightening when Allison is found dead and it's ruled an accident. Now, years later, Emily is searching for answers about her sister's death as she begins to believe she was actually murdered. Here's the trailer.
Welcome to Indigo Bay.
Sun is shining.
Trust me, you'll like it.
The weather is sweet.
Admit that this resort is incredible.
I'm happy to be here.
Make you want to move. Ah! You're dancing
really enjoying my vacation. To the rescue.
Here I am. Who was that cutie you were talking to?
Tonight was my last night. Where I start. I was hoping we could do something special.
Mama.
What is it, sweetie?
Allison didn't come home last night.
Oh, honey, I'm sure she's okay.
Multiple witnesses saw Allison at the bar last night with two young local men. Let me be clear. We have determined the death of Allison Thomas was an accident.
This was not an accident, and everyone knows it.
You know what's cool about vacation? Nobody knows us. This is our chance to try on someone new.
My sister's murder was headline news for years. Sometimes it feels like the whole world knows more than I do.
You need to get some help, because at this point, you've become a stalker.
My sister was murdered. That is the only thing that matters.
Hey, guys. Hola.
Police are looking for us, all right? When they asked about the girl, we never saw her again. You understand me?
I am having such a good time with your family.
I need to keep doing this for her.
Well, Emily spirals into a deep quest for the truth, but the true crime-obsessed world we live in seems to always be one step ahead of her. The first three episodes of the chilling new series, Saint X, are streaming now on Hulu.
Number two.
Who wants some Mora Nora? Well, you're in luck, because season three of the comedy series Awkwafina is Nora from Queens gets underway tonight, and in it we'll see Nora, of course played by Awkwafina, realize that even though her family can annoy her and her job can sometimes be a drag, home is the only place she really belongs. Plus, on tonight's premiere, Nora tries out therapy, much to her grandmother's dismay. Here's a preview.
Your vibes are way off my Asiatic, Armana.
He wants it so bad.
You went to therapy?
Chinese people don't believe in therapy.
Sexy, fit singles live in a house, do challenges.
Whoever blows up their palm tree first wins.
Yes, bitch!
Is she using her ass? Genius!
I've saved up enough money to buy a car.
Are you gonna live in it? I feel like you're gonna live in it.
No.
Do you read?
I read all the time.
Okay, name a book. It's okay, there aren't that many books.
Go get yourself a job!
Leave me alone! I'm going to my room!
I am
Icelandic!
Ah! What the? You look like a children of the corn.
I'm gonna need you to sell that house. You wouldn't want to do bad business, would you?
You're never too old for love.
Yes, I'll marry you.
Why did you think
that? I see the bone!
I got a bone?
Gross. Okay. Sorry, no, it's gross. It's gross to watch.
I have a family that loves me.
Yeah.
And a job that makes me really happy. There's no version of me that wouldn't want to choose home.
I am not going to compromise my morality, and I don't care what you or my grandma.
Loser!
You okay?
I can't believe me, the Jorus.
Hey, Nora, I can see your butt.
Hey, Vlad!
This cast, who you heard there, also includes Bowen Yang, BD Wong, and Lori Tan Chin. The season premiere of Awkwafina is Nora from Queens kicks off at 10:30 tonight on Comedy Central. It's trivia time. Carol Burnett has delighted audiences with her comedy skills for decades now, and paved the way for women in comedy with her seminal sketch show, The Carol Burnett Show. Recently, on the PBS show Finding Your Roots, Burnett found out she is distant cousins with which other comedic actor? Bill Hader, Will Forte, or Steve Carell? Stick around for the answer, as well as more on our number one pick, which has a little something to do with Carol Burnett. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Hey, it's
Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
It's the birthday party of the century, or, well, at least the last 90 years. It is time for Carol Burnett's special 90 Years of Laughter and Love. Hollywood legend Carol Burnett turns 90 years old today, and the biggest stars are all ready to celebrate the light, laughter, and joy she's brought into everyone's lives for decades. Special guests attending this once-in-a-lifetime party include Cher, Allison Janney, Amy Poehler, Ellen DeGeneres, Julie Andrews, Kristen Wiig, Laura Dern, Lily Tomlin, Steve Carell, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Bill Hader. Here's Carol talking with NBC's Harry Smith about the special, her old friend Cher, and her time on TV.
She and Sonny were doing the show right across the way from us, and we got to know each other, and she did borrow some clothes from Bob Mackie that he had designed for me and everything, and I loved it when she said we were the same size. I love that.
In the 1970s, Carol was the MVP on All-Star Saturday Nights.
With All in the Family, MASH, Mary, Tyler Moore, Bob Newhart, and us. And it was appointment television because there weren't VCRs then or TiVo or anything. Yeah. People stayed home to watch that Saturday Night lineup.
Phenomenal.
30 million people would watch.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. Yeah. Of course, that doesn't happen today.
She is truly one of kind. We will also get musical performances from Billy Porter, Jane Lynch, Bernadette Peters, Katy Perry, and Kristen Chenoweth, as well as a look back at some of Carol's most iconic work on Broadway, in films, and on TV, including, of course, her sketch comedy series, The Carol Burnett Show. Carol Burnett, 90 Years of Laughter and Love, airs tonight at 8 on NBC. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which actor did Carol Burnett find out she's related to while appearing on Finding Your Roots? Bill Hader, Will Forte, or Steve Carell? Well, he's been the answer to our trivia question 2 days in a row now. It's Bill Hader. The Barry actor said Burnett emailed him to let him know they're related. A few weeks back, when Hader made an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kimmel played an old clip of Hader proclaiming he had a crush on Burnett. Hader then joked, saying, "You can take the boy out of Oklahoma." Well, folks, that's our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.